Since we've gone through two-thirds of the Mishnah, and Hashem had some set in Mishnah, coming to a bit of understanding.
Two-thirds, three-fourths.
Depends how you count, but we were told that there are three parts in the Mishnah.
Count tapes.
So there's one-third left in the Mishnah, and we're hoping that you measure the first two-thirds, we'll be able to somehow understand the third-third. But that's not yet sufficient to finish off the Mishnah. We still have to understand the end of the Mishnah. He's trustworthy. You can trust him. Even if you have to wait a bit. Okay, pay on his God. But you can trust him, he's a Neman. Emu Baal Malach Techo, Shei Shalom Techo, Tzchar Kulosecho. So, nah. Maybe we'll approach the Mishnah with the Rishayim's Kashmir. The Rishayim of any other Rishayim, approach him to deal with the question. And give various to this very important question is, since when are we bringing into the understanding, to the approach of the material Tzchak? That all the way in the beginning, the first paragraph, we were told not to do that. So that happened all of a sudden, now you have to have a second paragraph. You have to, all of a sudden you have to take the Schar into Cheshbon. Especially if it's difficult in relationship to the Mishnah in general, after the last week or two that we've been trying to get some understanding of where, in what atmosphere is what stratosphere is Rebbe bringing up to. This seems to be a bit of overcome that anti-climax. All of a sudden, somehow we have to get all the way down on our knees and talk about Tzchar. So this is something that needs some clarification. So there are basically two approaches in the Rishayim that we'll try to deal with. One is easier than the other in terms of the Mishnah. And one of them is more simple in terms of application. Both of these children can be understood on two levels. And the simple approach, the way we learned in Cheder, the way we learned in the Taurus Torah in Cheder, is worth going through again. There are some things that never get old. We never get too old for it. And the before, we'll go off to try to understand things a little bit deeper level. Maybe first we'll go through the first reading to hear it on a simple level, because it has great, great significance on a practical level. Let's see, first of all, it'll be in the end, we'll see it inside, if I can read the letters. That's what I got. Yeah, Baruch Hashem is the same words that it has in my print. So I can guess the words to them. Let's see. Mihu Baal Malach Techo Asher Yishalom Lecha Tzchar Kulosecho. Shelo Itaseh Malach Techo Atayu Yimiyeh. That's like very standard, whatever you expect them not to say, you'll say. Where did Yimiyeh come in from? He's talking about what's leading to Yimiyeh. Such a description, these words, it's described in a few places in Chazal. There are such statements of Avodah Zarah Yimiyeh. The person's got didactic teaching Torah in a way that the message is not given over properly. It doesn't clarify this. And a person can make a mistake, Zohar instead of Zecher, for example, that's an Amalek. That was one of the places we found out that Akisa was a Shemir. How did we enter this mission? Was it to the Baal Mark, the Koshish Ham's Chakula, sir? The reason why he asked us to Malach and Rumi is because it's that nice, he ain't paid for to do a good job. The reason why he shouldn't do it in Rumi is because it's not a Sashem. That's really a one-liner, left-handed punch that has some difficulty. Who Baal Malach, the Shisham Chakula, sir? So that line we'll put on the side for a moment. We'll just point out its difficulty and we'll continue. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Hu Baal Malach Tocho Ve'i Yisdor Meneged Eino Ve'oi Ki Eich Voit Yitzhorech Bo Hinei Yilach Haschar Godol Aleo. Not only the first aspect is an aspect of Yir, he's this guy in here, you better watch out, be careful, make sure you do a good job. Because the Bereshit was watching, and he knows exactly if you took it properly, seriously, or not. Fine. Oy. Ki eich reiti torach bo. How can you not put in all the necessary effort? Ne yelech haschar bo lo aleo. You're going to receive great schar for this. Ubin amonis yisham lechaschar pelo secha. Bereshit is trustworthy. He's going to pay you what you deserve. The Afro Pisha Omu out here, Kelvon and Misham, and said, I don't know, that's the Kalam Press. But the Kasha is short. Terz is, he has two truths. Terz number one is, Kedele Heskaba al Hayetze, and Mesa Oysam Vasis and Mitzvah, the Rechid Dech Yeshoro, Toy Velachshe, Kipras Yelo Elayem, Shelo Yipen Piskun Peh, Oyetze, the Kachi. This chant is a chant that is called an animal portion, and on the chant level, it's something that, on practical level, it's something that's very important to remember to use. When you learn to like the Romans, they were speaking for a child, you have to speak in his language. They would speak to the Yitzhak, they have to speak in his language. If you come to a child and you tell him, I want you really, really good in Chayda. Because when you're going to grow up, you're going to be a big time of problem. People grow up like that mistake. That's too big a jump. Yeah. If you go get down on lollipop level, much better. Right? And a little bigger child, it's on step a lollipop, toy. A little bigger child, a lollipop. Like the Rambam says, and grab a slight distance with it. He starts with, in the Seder Shkoresh, he starts with lollipops, grazing the equivalents, lollipops in those days, right? And toys, then money, then covered, then a good shidduch, then a good shtetl. We're talking about people quite old. Okay. And then when he's 36, tap him on the shoulder, sit him down, and say, listen, the last 36 years I've been doing this. So what can I do? I have to speak to you according to the level of passage. But the time has come, he opened your eyes, but to see the levels in the second time, that's not that he can. And start understanding the value of Torah for itself, philosophy for endless, philosophy for endless, for all the Malachi and Mishma. And that's it. So one of the Ikki Yisodis of Chinuch and Ikki is that you always have to address everybody in their own language. And this is true not only on the level of approach, but also simple language. Each person has his mentality, to call it, approach or understanding. If you can get on his wavelength, you can tell him anything. If you're not talking on his wavelength, knock out. You have to first connect. If you say this in any human claim, the mother of religion, it's first you have to connect on the one that's not the way for it. Once the wavelengths are connected, then the messages can be transmitted. So you have the transmitter on one of the frequencies, and the receiver on a different frequency. So on radio signals, nothing happens. The people signals, things happen. But they're not what you expect. there is some message does come across, but it's very garbled. And it may actually come out of the opposite. How many times do people walk out of this year? Or even more specific than that, you go, two people go into a room to ask the same child together. They walk out and say, hey, see, he said just like me. That's what they both said. But they both said the opposite. So I have to put yourself in both. So you go back into the room and ask them again. Right? And still, you know, come out again and say, see, hey, okay. Why? Because generally, in almost every problem, going a little bit off the subject of Detroit, have many of that kind. There are usually things in that black and white. Usually. Usually things in that black and white. And there, in most discussions, there's a certain aspect of them as to both sides of the story. And we go into the person, or if it's a conversation between a parent and a child, then when the emes is being brought out, so generally speaking, both sides of the kunas emes will be brought out. So a person who has hearing problems, which most of us do, so all you picked up was that which you wanted to hear in the first place. So in fact, it's true, the Rav did say you were right, and he did say you were right. But he didn't hear the other part. He said you were right only up to this point, and then from then on he's right, and the same thing on the other side. Right? Even more than that, generally speaking, if you want to avoid this problem, but not, sometimes people make that mistake also, not telling him what he wants to hear. Now, most people, there's a problem that's this big, and he has this nekudas emes that's 1/10%. So a person's parent is afraid that if I'm going to give the child the feeling that he's right on that 10%, right, that really the Rebbe didn't have it right nicely, I have to back up the Rebbe 100% on health, and I have to tell the child that he's told him you. You do that, and the child has no chance of hearing. Because what he knows his emes, he knows his emes. And any that you can attach up to that emes, sort out, and expand the emes to the real picture, then you can hear it. But if you erase the emes, so then he has to either erase me or you. And you know, he'll erase you. Because generally people erase themselves. Chas v'shalom, if the child does erase himself, then you really make sure. But what's the game for us? All of this is emotional. Because every person has to know that a man is not made of one unit, but he's made up of very different levels in koichos. And he has a goof, and he has a yitzahara especially. You can call it a shebahani, call it a yitzahara. You can call it whatever you want of the different sides. We're talking about all of them together. We're talking about the child in us. Each person has a child in us, a side of his personality that, for whatever reason, hasn't developed yet beyond the fourth grade or something. And you can't force an issue. You can't say, oh, you're a big boy now, act like an adult. He is a child. That aspect is a child. So you can't grow it up all of a sudden. So you have to be able to speak to each segment of a person's personality and the makeup of a person according to the level that he's on. So the Rishonim are telling us a tremendous chiddush in Pshat. That we said in the beginning, Perek Aleph, that's talking about when we're talking to the Nesham, talking to the Seichel, to the Leiv. So a person on his higher levels can come to the Shema, and he has to know things that we explained to me, like that Mishnah, that the proper approach, you have to have your value systems clear. Lollipops are fine for children, but so for sure, a person has to recognize the greater value of emes itself, the greater value of Reis Hashem Mitzad Atzmoy than any schar, and that the schar is a secondary issue. But there is an aspect, there's the Yetzirah, there's the goof, that if you're going to come and tell the goof, do it l'shmo, he doesn't have ears, he doesn't have the capability. That doesn't translate, doesn't add up. It doesn't translate. In Guf language, there's no such thing called Lushma. In Guf language, there's basically pain and pleasure. That's what the animalistic part of us knows. It could be in very sophisticated forms, but the bottom line, what it knows is pain and pleasure. And to develop a rotzon, there's a different way. Right? You can come to the koyach. You can say, listen, you're not the boss, you're never. Either you play ball, or I'm going to bounce you over the head. You're not getting food today. Right? You're staying in the corner. I'm going to beat you up. You can do that with kids also. It's sometimes necessary, maybe. Saying that there isn't such a malach. But that's not the ikar malach. The ikar malach chinuch is that we have to try to get the goof. We have to bring the child in us, have to bring the goof, the Yetzirah. We want to bring the Yetzirah into the basement of Shul. We want to bring everybody, that the whole person should be as an Olam Shul, as a totality. So we're trying to tell the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah comes and tells you, you know what's good for your king and tell you. And, all kinds of forms and expressions and proofs, and he's pretty good at it. So, if you're going to come and tell him that Lishma, it's not the right language, because the subject is pain and pleasure. And in the pleasure aspect, it has all of these kina kaivatavit approaches that are really quite, it seems to have a point. And on the negative, he says, if you're going to listen to the Shashim, and you're going to sit and learn all day, you're going to be a drag up to me. I mean, what's going to be with you? Yeah, I mean, you're not going to enjoy life. It's just going to be all you're going to tell you, all the normal you look. You heard that before? I'm going to tell you, you're a slave, just gotta work. I mean, it's all work, not fun. On the pain part, you also seem to have a point. And if you're not gonna talk that language, you're not gonna be able to do it. And even in Lu Yitzur, you have a koyach to be misgaber, meaning that you tell, okay, you want that type of color, you think that all of our lulas is a bad thing. But the circle is Maghabin says, too bad, I'm not going to do it anyway. So the person is coming into learning with a split personality. And anybody has experienced, and some everybody's had this experience, where learning the choices and there's this thing pulling on the side. All of a sudden you're looking at the clock, and all of a sudden you remember you have to go outside and do something. And then there's just a very important message that you have to speak to the friend that's just on the other side of the base message. And there's really this important thing that you have to take care of, and there's something that you're really thirsty, and maybe you need a bite or something to eat. But it's just like you can't concentrate, it's just not trying, because there's this internal struggle. Even if you never get out, you see. It's just like you're not sitting so solidly on the seat, because like there's a machloma going on. And it's like very difficult to concentrate on pshat, the kasher and the teretz. As soon as you hear a kasher, so what's the kasher? I think I need a drink. No, you don't need a drink. Oh, okay, what's the kasher? Remember that important message? So you want each time on the corner, but it gets caught on that, but what's going to do with the learning? I mean, so we have to get the Yitzhar to join us. If you can't fight them, have them join you. Self-call. How are they? If you can't beat them, have them join you. I think that's the way it was. Something like that. The challenge is that you have to explain the Shitosai, that he's in it with you. So what do you tell? So you have to tell him that, listen, what he wants, you see pleasure. You know, there's tachlis and there's pleasure. We spoke about last week. There's only a little bit of nivlu sanig of Hashem. So he comes along and says that you're from the old normal Yulot people, and that's not fun. But the sanig of Kina Taibu covered that. That's, you know, that's where it is. That's where life's at. And so what he said. So you have to speak his language, and you have to come along and tell us that, that you're right. So I'm with you. I'm not from the old normal. That's it. But me and you, we're on the same side. We're right. We're in this business, right? Pleasure. How for pleasure. But listen, fellow, wake up. What are you shortchanging these petty pleasures? I got something of higher, big, good stuff. So you can make it there, I guess. It's like, what would you want when you get a drink? Yeah. What's out there? Cold water? Coffee. How about an ice cream soda cherry on top, huh? Why do you say that? It's a little better, right? There's one color. Okay. Cold water you can get now. And cherry on top. Power. Even if you go punish to the Malach Prati of offering something they can't refuse. Now, what do you want? You want me to actually get the water or the cigarette or whatever? Right? How about pizza? Right. 12 o'clock, pizza. What do you say? Make a deal. Let's make a deal. What do you say? 12 o'clock, pizza. 3 hours, we don't know how we eat pizza. What do you say to that? And so I says, that's very, no, we don't need no pizza. Who else? It's a pillow out. Yeah. Sometimes you can go up a level. That's the Mishnah, I mean, even on the simple level, it's a little bit above the pizza level. But we have to hear the Yisoid. The Yisoid is the same on all levels. The Yisoid is that if you can get down you get down on the floor, you join in, you say, I'm a chicken too. I mean, it's just a pleasure. Okay. But I have the real stuff. Signing of Hashem, but Netzach. Erem Habo. I give him a to you. Erem Habo is that of Zivishkin. You have to put Nene into his terms. You give him clear that the Pshad is that, listen, that if there's an investment to be made, this big stuff pays off. Pleasure, stuff. And then there's this other place where they send people listen to you. It's very hot. Frankish back down there. And there's a lot of pain, a lot of pain. So if you speak Poshitzchayvayinish. The pella is, and this is the secret, that the biggest secret the Yitzhar doesn't want you to know, that if you speak his language, he'll listen. If you tell him Skyrim, you get down on the floor, leave all the other children for some other time, and you speak Skyrim in the level that you're holding at the moment. You're down in the biggest level you can get up to is pizza 2 hours from now. No problem. Pizza 2 hours from now. No problem. Okay. No, whatever level you're on at the moment. If you can sell a million habons to the level of Mazet, it's a little better. Call me after a few more goes. And that can change from hour to hour, from day to day, from person to person, from year to year. There's no reason why a person always has to be on the same level, because you're not. You have to get until it works. I see. It says in Kabbalah, and these it's always Melech Zokin Iksil. In Chazal, the reason why he's Zokin Iksil, he's Zokin. He's an old man. He's been around for a long time, knows all the tricks. Right. But Iksil, he's a fool. Why is he a fool? Because he can beat him with his own tricks. He says, well, man, you think that's my line to you? Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you the whole time, don't you hear? You want to sell me cookies. I'll tell you anything, but both really good cookies. And 3 hours later, we're always pizza. Just a little drink of wine. You know, so if we're doing good for 3 hours, me and you together, pizza. Okay. The pell is that if the problem is that when you have to use Olam Hazeh, when you use if you give yourself presence for Olam Hazeh, you can buy sleep that way. Sometimes when you're dead, you just can't learn. Have an ice cream. We went for 2 hours. I get an ice cream now. Prepayment. Also, I'm tired. It works. Go. You can go. You can speak his language. Ice cream. It works. It's very dangerous, mahalach. It's a very low mahalach. You try to get caught up in it, and you don't. Like you said before, a person has to know the eitzes right now. So these are eitzes, how to overcome problems. And then there's a story that you call a person has to have his hashkafas clear. So the Mishnah in the first paragraph was telling us that to have your hashkafas straight. But a person has not, he has eitzes, so you've got to speak on his own language. You're going to tell him the Shema. So that's not just not going to come. The whole thing, this is the Parshat Pshat. Mishnah of this territory of the Indian and the Shemesh, that also goes with this Mahalach, that we have to close this telling us an Eitzah. So you should know, after all of the wonderful and generously high things that we're talking about, the Telfinante climax, you should know that you also have an Eitzah. And the Eitzah is going to be trouble, speak his language. But he says in the higher form, he says that instead of pizza, offer my room hapo. So he's going to say, you know, better on the hand than two in the bush, you know. Nemer l'chabal malach. It's in the hand. Yeah, true, you have to wait. That's the way it is. Any good paid jobs, you don't get paid by the hour, every hour, you have to do that a nickel. And everybody who gets a serious salary gets paid at the end of the month. So, you have to wait a little bit. 7 years. Take that. No big deal. But you're going to try to tell me that it's not so sure that it's really anything there. So that the Mishnah is telling us if a person has to have, you say that, and this year a person has to have such a crystal chushi havon in that you can tell it to the Yetzirah. The person has to have this down to the ground level, to the point that he can come to the Yetzirah and say, I hear you, can't I recover? I hear. That's worth a nickel. Let's add it up, put it on the scales. Okay, you have a point. What's it worth? It adds up to 6. 7. Okay, here. But let's put on the other side of the map, and that's a Netzach, it's about 6 billion children. Yeah. What do you say? It's a good deal. Melch Zochim Yitzil, his own tricks. He handled his own tricks. One of the Yisoidis of the tricks of the Yetzirah stalling tactics. When you really have a chorus iris, and you really know what's right, and you know what you're going to do, and he comes and he's going to try to tell you, don't do it, you're not going to listen. So his main aitza is, he says, I'm with you. You're so right, I'm with you. There's no problem, you don't have to look the other way.
20 minutes.
But just, what would be wrong if before you'll be in a better state of affairs, if before you do that, you just take care of this bill that you have to pay in the bank, and you take the telephone. No, I'm with you, no problem. Come on. Really, you're right. You have to start anew. It's going to really do things the way it's supposed to be. Starting from tomorrow. Right? You have. You're finished. You're in his hands. It's all over. So that you say this on the you say this that we use names of. Skin type colors. No problem with it. Come on. And you can give it to him because otherwise he doesn't like rice. You offered him all this pizza pickup. You offered him, you went 2 hours and then you get an ice cream. Get him an ice cream. 2 hours from now. How much you went for 2 hours? It's a pillow. How's it work? It's trying to do the rice. He sure doesn't want us to know this because it makes the flavor of the the whole of Avcha, technically easy. It's quite easy, actually. He wants you to come out there with the front and the tool. And then he's pretty good at that. Suffolk, but one-on-one, head-on collision, who's going to win? But if you give him just any left hooks, and you just sidestep him a little bit, and you're expecting the contrary maneuver, okay, you win. Sure. Okay, no, it's no problem. That works. That works. But this chat, in the technical side of things, on the chat level, on the practical approach to life, is so extremely important. That's why I'm speaking around and around. There is, on a practical level, probably nothing more important than this approach, this yisoid, to keep a person out of trouble. Speak to him, keep it under control. Just one of them. It is all language. With every office, you offer him something better. If you can give him Rukhnias, then I'll buy it. Try that. If you can't give him Gashmias, give him, he wants cover, give him cover. Yeah. He wants kin. Yeah. His own stuff. But either top him up, and up something that he can't touch. Ice cream, come on, pizza. He can't back that. I'm going to get up to dig a quart of water and then sacrifice to be seen. He'll tell you that's no deal. That is ridiculous. And the higher level is Oyla Rabo. It's Chabar and Rabo. If a person needs to have an Amun of Hushas, it's Chabar and Rabo. That's the main message of the Mishnah. Nemru of Aschar. Nemru of Dam Lachtachom. But the fact that it's loss of glory, the fact that you have to wait a while, it's a lacha mevesim. But then a person has to have a lemonus in the Bereshon that the schar at the end of the month is more lemon than any good employer. At the end of the month, you're going to get paid. And then you can come to the Yitzhar and talk to him about schar by the Rabbah, and it works. Avada, that is a prerequisite. You have to be able to have within you on the down to the ground level, an emuna and schar, an emuna and rabba, an emuna and sanag al Hashem. If a person's musogim in the core heart of hearts of pleasure end in pizza, right, that's it, that's the top of the line, pizza, or a chesulus, but basically the same idea. So if you can tell some stories about somebody once told you that there's a place called Rabba and they give out things called Menem Zivishchina. So he says, yeah, what of it? I said, do you believe in it? I don't. But if you believe in it, he will too, but still come. Because the Maisa is your Yetzirah. It's a private, own standard Yetzirah that grows with the person. According to the level that you're on, that's the level he's on. So it goes with a very Yetzirah in the middle. Okay? The more you grow, the Yetzirah goes with you. You're up to the pizza level, he'll talk to your pizza. You get to the other level of Shema, so he'll give you Cheshbon as the Shema also. Okay, equal. But if a person has an Amunah Mitzad Atzmai, an Amunah Chushas, he has an understanding. What does it mean, the Sanig of Hashem? Exactly what, how does it look? Yeah, we don't have a correct look, but he has an Amunah. Nebra Lech Vabal Ha'achtuch Ha'lashem Tzchap L'Sefer. Then the Yitzhar comes and tells you, the little Yitzhar's. Just go out for a drink, just go out for this, just that. And you tell Schaber from Haber, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But now, he's on your side, no problem. So this approach is Vadai, a Dover Amiti, and Choshev Mo'id Mo'id, and practical approach. However,
how would this work, let's say, Alps Kina? I see it's type, or maybe I see it's covered. Here's an example of what you tell him, that's the kinuch, how you get him on your side.
The Rambam tells us that the approach to kinuch,
that's the Rambam.
The Rambam says that the way that you answer the Yitzhar of kinuch Yes, it says that Ein Roi Lekanus. Av Shum Dovu Vayla Mazeh Ve'ech, as it's mentioned, because there's nothing in this world worth being kind. Don't tell me that skin is a bad thing, and you reckon it's on the skin. That's another time. First time, you're right, skin is 100%.
It's what?
Yeah. But about what? A cowboy?
It's for a good guy.
A cowboy. Come on. That's what you mean. You really believe that a person is what he drives, you know? You're that stupid. You can talk to this idiot this way, and he is. He is.
Tell him not to waste your energy on that idiot over there.
Yeah, this is
really real. You're going to find out he idiot comes in
the movie. The same thing with chaos. Very often, the main way how you can escape chaos, if you try to tell the idiot that you're wrong, you're getting angry, you won't succeed. Because very often, on the surface, you're right. The person did was really not. No way. I mean, just not shy. How can you do such a thing? It's me and then everything like you know. But if you come and see me, listen to this. I'm not gonna say this guy. How can you do such a thing? Say it. What are we gonna do? How about let's jump off a bridge? What do you say? Everything is gonna hear. Just because he did this thing I shouldn't jump off a bridge. Why not? Because just because he did something, I should hurt myself. So why won't me get angry? You know what happens when I get angry? I lose my head. Okay? That's because I feel stupid and an idiot when I do things that make me feel, and everybody looks at me that I look at myself. So I'm going to go hurt myself in this way because he did that. He doesn't deserve that I should get so involved in reacting to what he did. My life, my husband, the next, the whole day I have to give up because he did this to me. He did it to me, but to me, see? He doesn't deserve that I should take the person. It's not too much. Get off the floor. It's very important in parental relationships with children. So very often parents get on these head-on conclusions with the children. It's a major mistake. You're not allowed to do that. Remember, you're the adult, and this is a child. So a child had a chutzpah, and he didn't listen to what you wanted him to do. And it really wasn't to say to the child, but you can get angry. It means that you see yourself as a one-on-one equal relationship. Like that what he does affects you, your mood, and how you think and how you do. Stand up straight. Say, I'm Abba. He's a little baby. If he needs to be educated, we'll see what we can do about educating him. But I'm get angry. It's the same kind of a halakha you have in all areas. The one problem that we have with this chat is that it really doesn't seem to go very well with the rest of us. The series doesn't finish. Yeah. Very good thing going on for a few weeks. This just doesn't kind of fit in. It's enough. I have a problem with the announcement. This is the thing that the blows has to give for the, you know, strike three, and you're out of the third number of the blows. It leaves us a little feeling good. A little feeling left out.
That's because we can understand this and the rest of the things we didn't know he was talking about.
We didn't?
No, we didn't. But I mean, it seemed to be at a level that was much less practically attainable in this particular.
Right, but it's just it's
doesn't
strange.
Have anything to do with the rest
of it. It doesn't seem to be the. Has a Vavachibur, Vinyaman, seems to be a continuation of some basic ideas that we're dealing with until now. It just doesn't seem to. You don't hear it so well. The second shot is a more difficult shot in a little bit of a way, but on this one it'll be easier for us. Let's hear the second shot in the way. Second part of it.
I understand. It says, V'daf namiyata omra. And it says, Mirba ma'atko shishem asrapulach. So this is the whole way of how to get to Amelus, because yeah, the Yitzhahara stopping you the whole time, telling you don't be amal, don't be amal. Have the glass of water and everything else that comes with it. And you need some way to get to Amelus, we need some way of fighting the Yitzhahara, so he's telling us how to fight the Yitzhahara. So I think it goes pretty well.
Very good. No problems. If you're satisfied with that, there's no problems. However, I'm not satisfied. You have to understand. There is like an onion. It has layers and layers. And everything is true on a certain level. Okay? A lot of it is that approach. And like I said, that I emphasize it very much. So on a practical level, this is very important and very emphasis. We're not coming to say there's anything wrong with this hour chat. But in context of everything that we learned in the laws until now, the last few weeks, it would seem that Rabbi Elazar would have something on the highest of levels. Now, this is all the way down on the bottom of the lowest level of human existence. So it's true that you're not going to be able to get up to the top unless you take care of the bottom. Okay? You have to have a sulam mutzavot, so to have Rishon Yeh Shabbat. So that's in the halach. That's true. On the pshat level, good pshat, emes pshat, is about even the atzvah. However, Alpha P came, we still have the feeling that the Rosa had some of that also in mind, but something more than that. Something that more directly relates to the type of Madrigas and the type of particular Madriga and Indian of Tayo that he was talking about in the Talmud.
There has to be some kind of limit still, right? How much we give into the Gates of Horror and when? You were trying to point out. No, but I'm saying, when it comes to like a pizza, similar mutter things, you know, it's the pizza scenario. So you say, I'll order for 2 hours and I'll have pizza. In other words, there has to be, what I was trying to say, there has to be some kind of a limit here. Otherwise, you give too much to the Yitzhahara and then it, like, defeats the whole thing, right? So it says, okay, you went 2 hours today. I give you the pizza today. Tomorrow it's going to be, now I have to have two pizzas. By the end of the whole thing, you know, might be by the end of the week, he says, no, now we have to go to Office Square and have a whole meal. Do you understand what I'm asking? I'm wondering if by feeding the Yitzhahara what it wants, are we going into the scenario then of going into overboard and then eventually, like, that's all we're doing is eating at Office Square.
We're going to Broadway. Broadway, there's a danger in this mouth. And every approach that involves these type of things has the danger of the tofel, so that you can start getting confused. So what was the Eitzah and what was the way that it works successfully, the way that it's successful is that you realize that using this as an Eitzah, and it's only to shashama for a few hours, and you can be successful, but then you have to learn seriously. If you learn seriously, you will have tremendous amount of learning. Because serious learning always brings tremendous amount. Okay? And afterwards, you decide that you have to pay up your promises. You go buy the pizza. It's a real anti-climax.
So what then?
And a lot of times a person even comes to the point saying, Tov, Rozov. And I only told you before, but I'm not gonna keep my promises. And even a kach kibalmu that you still have to keep it. Even you choke on it, buy the pizza. Buy it and choke on it. There are two approaches. One way is to buy it and choke on it. There's a different approach. There's sometimes when you can go there, Yitzhahara and Yitzhahara to take together. And you can make it a same pizza. Right. You can say to the Yitzhahara, it's already a nice meal. I'm trying to taste it or something else. But if you had that love, sure. Oh my God, I promised you to give you a nice home as also. You're my friend, right? We did it together. Let's go enjoy the pizza. enjoy it together with the Yetzer Tov. If the Yetzer Tov is sitting there enjoying it together,
he leaves things alone.
On one hand, it's one of the most enjoyable pizzas I've ever made. When a person eats a pizza only from the Yetzer side, he has very little love. There's a cloud of all types. There's a reason why out there in the street, you know how they have a type. I never know. A person isn't just a split personality. A person is a whole being. If you take the lowest segment of a person, you know, 3%, and that's the only part that's active, everything else is turn off and don't bother me. So there's this big black hole inside that said that this is absolutely disgusting. And even though a person had a piece of the inside is, the rest of him, the inside of him is just, he's feeling empty, he's feeling worthless, he's feeling nothing. So he says the problem must have been that the pizza wasn't good enough. And next time we'll get a falafel, 2 pizzas, 7 pizzas, drugs, the Mahalakha type is that you have to beat the black hole by filling in more. And after Shlusimah. If you bring the Nefesh, all of the Hanvois and Ohavim that existed from Shlusim Yavreshis till today, from all the people that had them, in the greatest form, all at one moment, the Nefesh still wouldn't be there. Because this is all. All the world doesn't have what to pay for 1 month. Everyone sits in the morning, the whole world doesn't have what to pay for. All the Rockefellers and everything, all the money, coin, key, and type, whatever it is in the world, it's not shy after 1:29 in the morning. There's nothing in the world to do that can pay me half. Everyone's more in the morning. So it's more than the whole world. So how much can you have out of the world? It's over. But when you use properly, as a shalosh, as a gigui, as a chizuk, and then when it comes time, it's a surish on mitzvah. You're eating the learning of the flowers. You're learning to say the morning seder. To hold the Yetzirah of the morning Seder that didn't stare and enabled you to come to all of that success, you weren't born a mouth, you were born a human being. And human beings have problems, and Yetzirah is goofs and things. How can you have such a morning Seder? That's as you want. Deserve to see it. But it doesn't seem. So when the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah you put together in that morning Seder, it means the whole person. That's the level he's on, and that's what he can offer his Yitzhak and get away with it, and it works. Okay? Then he can go wholeheartedly and go eat that pizza with the guts and the neshama. When you eat the pizza with the neshama, you never tasted the pizza like that. It tastes like chocolate. Okay? It's like Shabbos food. Okay? It's good. You can't fake it. If the Yitzhak comes and says, I see, I told you pizza was good. So you're asking, the last time that he ate pizza, when it wasn't after a successful Seder. Of course, stop. Did you really enjoy the pizza? Was it like today? So then you realize the cloud of all Hanukkah, the cloud of all Simcha, is that it is only the truth is, the big yearning of Kol Chaya, of Kol Eramazi, but on the miniature is true on every level. Any real value, any real tanyuk, even that is given for us to have, like we spoke about last week, I'm Shabbos. Yishamechin, the Erev Shabbos. But it requires 6 days. If you work out 6 days, then you can have it Shabbos. If you want to start the week with Shabbos, the only way to come to any real halacha in this world, even in this world, is through effort. It's through success. The real halacha of this world is a product of success, and success is defined as being mighty kuchos makelchotah. Any time a person succeeds in using his kuchos, in bringing out, taking his neshama and squeezing it until some juice comes down, producing something, whatever it is, on whatever level. It's on the Torah level, the Tefillah level, the Midas level, the Binah level, whatever it is. A person produced an advancement. He has a real enjoyment. Can you say it? Or then is it solid by the level? But there are times as part of the process that we use this. Can I get you to how you could tell you? There's a halach like that also. I hear. But Rabbi, this Mahalach doesn't give us... You don't hear the clear Mahalach, how does it get himself with the rest of the Mishnah? The second Mahalach, Rabbi, he knew his ear was dasid zeh. He did a religious and mocking book who in gray, see this as schach. But it's telling you to know about the schach. It's not telling you that's the reason why you should be over Hashem. They should be over Hashem to get schar. That's not the point here. That's not what we discuss. Ela, shekeshem sh'olam chayim lachko v'leiva yichudu sh'olmokhi. The same way, a person has to be involved in chakir to the depths of understanding of the sayas adas and yichudu sh'olmokhi. With that lusa, which is chazda, with full nosa, all the influences in Bria, in history. What do you have to know all these things for? Because recognizing that the quality of the Ben Shalom's Kochma, Chesed, greatness, all of these are the sources that help a person be masif in the Kiyah and its advantages of Shabbatah. Same way, Chayiv Sheyashlem Schar. Chayiv Sheyashlem Schar Hapuga, Ra'alai Zalibri. The point is, Chayiv Ra'alai Zalibri, Gobel Chazdei Shalmokam Baruch Hu. When you're thinking about the idea of receiving Schar, you have to think about the greatness of the Chesed Hashem. Shafi shu odin kola meisim v'kini hakol v'kulonu avoga la'avdoi v'shon seki avin niknas kesef v'eshi neskar pras neskar pras ha'idon v'akol poni meisif v'yahav v'ole v'nav v'eshe v'yye me'ave. Even though really you have no claim to schar, you have no claim, the version doesn't know it's anything, and okay, avodim that barely have a source to be kayim, and the only reason why it's supposed to be kayim because that's every melech melech that we are the avdei Hashem, and that we have the capability of being kayim mitzvah. That should be sufficient for us. That afal pika in the rebbeish and the rechasa is inshallah schar. Just like recognizing other aspects of the rebbeish chesed, godless, chokhmah, tuna, and flores. So recognizing of the tremendous chesed of Hashem, that apopim, that's not my motivation, I'm not coming from schar, that knowing the sugya of schar is nageya to the shlemus avida ma'ahava. This is how we've been yenah soaps. In the Mishnah of Ava, it's in the year of Ava, the two pshatim that he said, it starts in the beginning, of the Chet Kiyur, and how it's finished with the Chet of Ahav. So, this pshat is on a bit of a higher level. It's quite a bit of a higher level, especially because this is a level that even on the simple approaches are things that unfortunately people are not sufficiently involved in. You are starting to do that. But the Cheshbonos HaNefesh that a person has to make to Mekayim, there's a Mishnah says it, Ha'achos Hashem HaKach, at least twice a day. It's a very serious mitzvah. It's meant for every Jew. It's very serious. It's like tefillin. But tefillin we can put on mitzvahs on Hashem HaMoed. It's a physical act. And we were taught from a very young age how to do this act. It basically goes on the pilot. The person doesn't apply himself to the kinyan of these meals, then doesn't have. And then he goes and says, oh, that's all talking to the whole time. Didn't mean me. Me, Avos Hashem, don't feel anything. Because it does. First of all, Vadai, Kimuri, that person's trying to put on Torah every day. This is one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius. A person on a daily basis, anytime you're on a bus, there's nothing what to do but stand there and try not to knock over and knock somebody else over. Right? Knock over and knock somebody else over. Many times a person is meini-beini. Batsman, there's nothing that he can do. He's just stuck in a situation of waiting. And he doesn't have any safe available for him. He always has the capability of the Mekayim Lishesh Mitzvahs Tmidius. So the Shavuot HaBakulam is that you don't need any prerequisites. You don't need any kelim. All you need is your head. Head and heart. Apply yourself to the Hizbonimus. The each type of particular Hizbonimus that relates to these mitzvahs, then that's the kinyan of the mitzvah. That's how you do it. If a person thinks about Chazda Yisbach, if a person thinks about Godla, if a person thinks about Nifloisa, if a person thinks about Chochmosa, it causes, it results immediately to another layer of Avos Hashem being instilled in your heart. True, that a flashing is burning loose, will bring a flashing resultant, and it might not necessarily be very greatly felt in the Lev HaOdom. The reaction may be slight, but thousands, hundreds, thousands of slight Rishonim add up to very big reactions. And all of a sudden, you see a person feels in his heart, purpose, they don't know where they came from. There we have a klal, you see, that every is bringing us in this dvarim makes a reaction. And therefore is a key of the successor of our session. The Be'in is telling us that part of the proper Hasoga of Avos Hashem is understanding the parish of Schar also. After everything that the philosopher said and done, everything that we said and tell now in the Mishnah, so the philosopher is saying, and you know, after all that, the Rishon is going to pay you Schar HaKach. So here we hear a little bit that, again, though it's a little bit sideish, seems to be, it's a little higher than Kenegedi Yitzhak, but it's still an issue on, not clearly, we don't see it exactly as a Hemshech Gomor of the Mahalach and Mishnah, that's a little better, but again, first let's hear it on the level, partial level, because it's about a Choshev B'Yoyseh Mitzad Atzma. It's a Choshev B'Yoyseh on two levels. First of all, the cloud that the Rebbe is talking about, like we say. To know that the mitzvah is out as Hashem is a mitzvah mutal sakol echad v'nah. And that it's very b'yadein of the kind. Very b'yadein. It doesn't take any prerequisites. You don't have to be anybody, be anything. All you have to do is open your eyes, ears, and ears. Think. You read the paper. Think. Don't think. Don't then. What's going on? Think about Chazdai. Think about Godlo. Think about Chochmosa. think about McFlurry stuff. And generally in our generation, these are available on a daily basis in remarkable caveats. Texting a Shufi year is usually also available on coming up on a daily basis. We'll stick to Hava, it's a Sugya that they're going to use talking about. When a person is being spring, we call it spring race. So Trik Day, the Hava, which is the proper approach to the king in the midst of the Kippur in the Torah, the Mishnah is telling us a Chidush, that you have to hear what type of relationship you have there. That Nemu Arecho, Baal Malach Tcho, Sheyishal Chas Chato Yisrach. One. Our labor, the relationship always with him. It's the endless. Baal Malach I'm only here because he created me to do as a lawyer. When did he sign a contract? A employee-employee relationship is a not an evident relationship. It's true. That's not an equal relationship. It's not should thing. But there are two sides to the thing. There's responsibilities and on both sides. It's given to both sides of two sides. I'm in a depression that really should have all more. Couldn't say such things. But the nice thing we have to realize that the version says is never Bamat Shishale. The Chalas Chapu Zecha. He pays his chavis. The Rishon pays his responsibilities. That means the Rishon owes me. But I trust him that I'll pay in the proper time. He doesn't want to shortchange me and give me lollipops. He wants to give me oil of a ball. Oil of a ball, you have to wait till I have a ball. Never rush. So meanwhile, I have a debt. He owes me. He's going to pay. He's going to pay his bills. But trust me, he pays his bill. He pays his bill. The Rebbe has bills. He owes me. That's my relationship to the Rebbe. He owes me. How did that happen? So then, you know, first on the simple level, he's telling us that it happened because the greatness of Chazdu's birth is such that even though Shabbika Dinja ain't within okay, and really the Rishon did not have to approach us then. Really, really important. We're called Shikin from the Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, a person possibly can say, say Mibi and his uncle. You can make a walking off the field. Maya, he talked to that. It's a one-sided relationship. You don't owe him anything. He owes you everything, you owe him nothing. Our relationship to the Rishon is a closer thing than that. That's it. What's that liver? What liver? Could come be conveyed by it. Yeah. But the way it has the Rishon signs contracts. Back in Mount Tayyar, Sarah's Liver's days, he signed it five divas, cost and colleagues with a relationship. Give and take, responsibility. Amiricha, Rishon Bris, two side relationship, responsibilities from both directions. Rishon owes us. Mahash, and Father, a person realizes then yet another question of tremendous chesed Hashem. The Rishon raises us up for what we are mitzad atzmeinu. A dal is a person who is empty. Doesn't have what to offer the second. What do we have to offer the Rishon? Mitzad atzmeinu, we don't have to offer the Rishon anything. We have to hope that Rishon will keep us alive. He created us to keep us alive. But what do we have to offer? It's how it's really not anything to do. We don't have anything to offer New Zealand or anything to claim it. But the British and the Rip has done. Again, it also is blah, is that we keep you me offer our dough. Me ashpers, your interview. I'm talking about case sometimes, they found some partners. I'm not talking about stuff about himself. Each year talking about himself. A person in the Newton said that's right. He's a Tao. He doesn't have a thought. He's a Evian. And the British was an Evian. He became the Ashford still. Norford or the Ashford, you're an Evian. From Voss, where are you coming from? Ramazé, Goof, Yitzhara, Ashbos. Well, that's what the Rav Shalom here. The Rav Shalom, the Rav Chazda is the king of the Rav. The Ashbos here in the Rav, where is he going? The Rav Shalom in the Diva, Yama, you know, in the Divis. And the Div is the opposite of the Rav. It's a person who gives Ki Ibu Mechazda here. Or Yechshavel, or you could stalk it, says by Rabbi. Where you could stalk it to a when we carry out our responsibilities to the Rabbi Yishlom, as a Dao, as an Evyon, the Rabbi Yishlom is Meshivi, he puts us where? To Nidibi Yama. Nidibi, like we wouldn't have known Yishlom, said he. But stalk it. Stalk it to Yalala. Possibly. Stop it to your level. If what? If we keep the Torah. Stop it to your level. If we don't keep the Torah, they beat us up. Because well, you're a Tao. What are you doing this way? And Haram, you make it in, that's the way it should be. But Rav Chazda, it's not the way the nation writes to us. The nation took his Nivra and raised him. The Nivra Ha'ikri, the Nivra that the Tachlis, the Adam, Atom, the Adam, that we talked about. The other weeks. So there's an Ibris Adam, the Adam, the brave, the liver that have a chasnin relationship. There's Rikimi, the Ma'achotol, the Ashpo, the Shiro, the Avion, the Nashim, the Dime Yaman. Really, Shapos, the Rabbi Yashim Yaman. Stop it here, Vam. Ki Ilu, that's within the core of the Mishpit of the Mishpit. The Avos Hashem. That the marshal that a person has to hear. I know a couple where the husband was very well set in life. He had everything going from looking very kosher mishpacha. He had covered, he had money, he had stature, he had success, he had in terms of the island that they are in, he had everything going for him. And the woman was the Ashbos. In any way you want to translate the word. And over a period of time, for very personal reasons, this man was meeting this woman out of the Ashbos. And shook off the dirt, and took off the dirty clothes, and made a match, and made, brought out the beauty that we didn't see when I sit in Nashville. And brought out the tremendous quality. Until one day he turned around and he said, look, this is a perfect life. And you have it. And they have a dual relationship. On the one hand, they have beautiful marriage, like everyone equals ish for isha in terms of the proper relationship for ish for isha. Shtei luchos, total achdus. At the same time, in tzidah, she has a realization that there's something unbelievable that happened here. If you take the whole picture, remember that she wasn't always what she was now. And true that Enoch and Nami, given everything that he put into her now, yeah, she does have a weapon. She's a good wife. She has plenty of offering. It's not a one-way street. But all that she has to offer him, he brought out. He gave her those kliches. He developed her. He brought her to the point where she had what to offer. This is the emotional cow that we have to have in the relationship with the Rebbeinu. He took the Tao, he took the Nivra Tao, the Ashpois, the Odom, the Gashmi Yusai, the Kuni Yusai, the Guf, the Yetzir, the Mazel. He said, Kala for me. Or Kala, Eifel Kala. Ashpois, Tao. Back. That's right. It's made in the offer now. He brought us up. The Chaitonu, the Haftonu. Commenter Shai Tuma, Tuma Shai Bina, short passage. Can't finish up. Elevated. Move. Very quickly, very high. The Ebed of Odin that we were in Mitzrayim. The lowest of the low, the Shifchas of Mitzrayim were Mishtabit in Christ. The Avodin of Christ, of the Yemitzin, were Mishtabit in Christ. And Abdi Hashem, we were raised up to Matan Torah, we were raised up to Luchos, we were raised up to Chasna, we were raised up to be such a relationship that Kaviyoha Revolution created in us such a system and a relation to Him that we have what to offer Him. That if we carry out our responsibilities, it's a relationship to Stalkrati Allah. That the Rebbeinu Shlom created such a system that the Rebbeinu Shlom's God was Kavi Yochel or Chas V'Shalom, that was dependent on our Nisim. That Lefi Ma'aseinu, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Nisgala Kvodim Vroilo, Lefi Ma'aseinu Tosh Kvodim Shlomayim. Vadai, even on the surface level, there's a happy savior that comes to a person who realizes this chesed olim shebechol chasadim, that the Rebbeinu Shlom created a relationship shehu chayav lanu mashu. Hu chayav lanu mashu is a pirush that he made it that we have him what we offer him something. We did him something. He has to pay us for goods received, for avoided that. So we brought him something. It's called a Avodat Tzor Pervoy. Very amazing. Avodat Tzor Pervoy. Very amazing. Yeah, it is like that. It is like people. Vadash is a private omen of Chazda, Yituva, Yivadusa, Meflosa, Yivachmosa, all of those products of Yehuda. All wrapped up together in the spitz form of a demonstration of the everything that is those type of experiences that bring out of our session.
It's a lot harder to see it when you're not on that high level. Because you don't see exactly where you're holding to. If you see yourself as something big, so then you can see, thank Hashem for bringing, for letting me come to this high level. But if you don't see yourself on a high level, so then if we say that Hashem brought us up,
he brought us on today?
Yeah.
Hashem's going to pay you for that. At the end of the day, he's going to call you in. So you brought us on today. I owe you 10. I owe 10 what? But I owe you 10.
Okay.
What about tzitzis? Eight. You're in total 6 billion, right? Chesed, 7 million. I don't need numbers anything, right? It's going to pay you. Well, I'm going to trade this. Talk about stop it to your loaner, please. Kisishma, keep it to your computer. How about his Nezike? No. I don't have any big majagis here. You give Shukla off. Get up in the morning, you say Maidani, you say Zashachan, you put on Twitter. Talith, Tura, Kirishma, Shmanesa, and the Dabin, and you eat, and you say, Bechos and Mazin, and you don't step on the fellow's shoe while you were trying to get another piece of bread. Yeah, I didn't say it. special. I like it. Pages, they're not only pay the result, that's right. Pages is the use and the means, it pays all classes. I like this, I'm trying to do it. Say that. That's what real gifts are.
From his point of view, whatever that would mean, it must be very rough for him when we don't do these things because he's got all of this stuff to pay out, nobody to take it.
Yeah.
It must be horrendous to be in his shoes from that point of view.
Right. Sure. It says that every time a person does a mitzvah, he has an every tzar is nitzri. I Moshe explains this why. Because the Iker Otzon Shemayim, why are you getting Yitzchak? Because you did Otzon Shemayim. The Iker Otzon Shemayim is the gift Yitzchak. So now that you're going to receive Yitzchak, so you kind of know Otzon Shemayim, you get Yitzchak. So you get Yitzchak for that. So now there's no Yitzchak. So you get Yitzchak for that, you get Yitzchak for that, you get Yitzchak for that. So every Yitzchak is Yitzchak. Every Yitzchak is really safe, by definition. Yeah, there's another side to the story. Okay? That if we don't add up, that's why the Klai Yisrael is even the Ar Shemayim Kesha Oilem Oilem Ar Shemayim Kesha Yoilem Bad. It's bad. Why can't we just be Stam? There's no Stam. Can't Stam. Either it's Stok at Yoilem, either we're Chassidim, we do Chesed to the bird of the Rebbe Shem Ozis. Not only did we do the responsibilities, and he has to give us a paycheck, but we did the Fnima Shura Sedin, and now he really loses one. Huh? And if not, that's bad news. It's bad news, because the previous time, and the gear, in the Ritzoyna Yisbach, in the Chazda Yisbach, in the Chochma, also, Kol Masturbation, I'm trying. please do us the whole period, the whole Nevi'im. There's one big pleading, crying, so, this is Klach, please, just a little effort. Yeah, I'm doing 99%, just a little Mashul. Look what I have for you, look. Can we slur it over a little bit from this simple chat to the chat that we can hear the connection to this, the Mishnah. On the level of, on the level of Mekor, on the level of Mayin HaMaskar that Rose is talking about, when the sugi of schar takes on a primary importance. We're not talking about what the Mishnah over there is saying about why the person was a Vedas Hashem. The big one explains here on both shot. We'll start from the second and then we'll get to the first. When a person, with everything that we explained over the last few weeks, we're understanding the level of relationship of shayush, when a person is being nefach li'ayis mikor, where he's sitting in the driver's seat, and his Torah is greater, all of the Briya and the Briya Shemalai, how the Briya Shemalai is Megala, Stoka Tiyalom, then the Schar is not a secondary issue, but it becomes primary to the Etzem understanding of the Chesed Elyon that there can be such a measure. Just like everything comes to a pinnacle, everything comes together when you get to this pinnacle. So the Indian, like we spoke about last week, of Hayom Asoysam and Loch Lechavuschor, the Indian of the Sanag of Hashem, I was starting seeing it last week, where the Torah especially, and in this level of the Torah especially, that the Loch Lechavuschor takes place already now. It takes place immediately. It takes place on the day that they ask. The Hanor Elyon that a person has, Sha'ein Dug Malsa Royal, there's nothing compared to the Shmakait of learning the Torah after a person is Omo, the Yagei, and gets to the a close, close kashrus of Teyer. When a person comes to the Amelus of Teyer, a person comes to the Yir of Teyer, that it's Nisgalaloi Rosi Teyer, Rufi Medjugosa, Nisgalaloi, the chat which was a minute ago a secret thing, it was a sword, you didn't have an inkling of it, but all of a sudden, it's an or amiti that's made in the or Elion. You can see the Teyer or. It's an or Elion, it's an or Hagonus. Where's the or Hagonus? It's Gonus with Teyer. And the aim, the or Shalom Abo, is Gonus and Teyer, and it's Nims and Abitais, it's every eye in the Gemara. The Amelu Shal Teyer, especially when a person arrives at the higher level of Teyer, the Unku Shal Teyer, the Majig of Makor, when a person is Mechadish, the Chidush of the Teyer, when a person is, brings down into the world that it didn't exist. He brought down his Mayim and Teyer Shalishchot. So that, where does it come from? It comes from Teyer, or it comes from the Metzius of Ayur Yisborach, which is given only to the Yomi. Only the Yomi has a Koyach. No Malach has contact to that level. Only a Yomi has capability of bringing the Etzim or Ayur Yisborach down. And even Teich Geshmi Yisrael, Teich Chumi Yisrael, Teich Kol HaMereches of the Metzius, Atzuras, all the Merlim is there, that or is near throughout. It's not stopped by the lower side of human being. But even the Olam Hazeh is not dark enough to now allow that or to line out. And I day the Chidush of Teyer, the Oyim Kodesh of Teyer, a person can be Mis'ane, the Oyimig Amiti, the Oyimig Me'en Olam Rabbah, that you have in Teyer. And this is the Ahava Elyona that a person can come to, the Dveikus that comes to the Torah, where a person becomes the Makor of that Or, where he's the Mechadish of that Or. It's Nikra Torah Delay. It's called his Torah, Nevashim Ozenma. You created another piece of my Torah. It's now called your Torah. What is the Bayim Shayyid Noyon Abo? What is he saying in Yeshiva Shalayla? Chanin v'nikacha ime, Raza v'nikacha v'ayma. He says things for Shem Rehm. Omer HaKodesh, Baruch Hu Omer Chanin v'ni. Kacha, kacha. It's all as for every year, just learn Torah, Harash Torah. And the Bayim Shalom pays as a Tashlumin, as a... You're the creator. You're the creator. The Yochan of Rishon gave us the Koyach of being the Mechadish Be'etzem. Vamish created. Vamish created. So the Nivra stands in the relationship with the Rishon of Echad, that the Borei, the Nivra is also a Borei. The Borei Kavi Yochan comes to the Nivra and wants to hear his Chidush B'Tayr. Yes, Chanina B'Nikachu. And he says, Ki'ilu a Talmud that says B'Shem Omri, Chanina B'Nikachu. It can come to a point that it's Chuni B'Ni. Teyer B'Shemayni, B'Shem, I hear you, you're tzad. But you know, Aloha Inka Moisva. We pass it out that way, sorry. It's Chuni B'Ni, it becomes Ki'ilu a Kariyahu, stalk it to your love. So then the Bayim says to the Abba, Snivishur said, Stalker, you gave me something, indeed. You're in the way that you gave me something. Kaviyoho kacha ad eifo ad one nigi. We'll take one last giant leap to hear the other pshat on the higher majority, if we can. Oyo shall tell you. The Tztokati Alon, the Nidivei Amoy, the Teyer Or, this Madriga that we're talking about, is not Shaykh only to the Nishan. It's Shaykh also to the Guf of Christ. Kinegi Yetzirah di Ritayah. You can come to the Yetzirah and say, listen, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. You're not really Rabbi Chwa. you're just coming, preempting the idea, and you're saying that not only Om will you learn, but Om is Anam you learn. Right? I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree with you. I'm in it for Miss Allegan. Tayu Gamiti. When a person, even if it's Bitsura Chinamuch, that we talked about before, even when a person gets the Yetzer Hara to live in the Word, and to join him in the Word, I did that he offered him a pizza 2 hours later, the geschmack that he has in the learning, and the involvement that he has in the learning, where does that involvement come from? Where did that super geschmack come from? He's Dovah Neira. It's Ruh and Chazal, and Rafosh and Bringi. They once wanted to move off of the Yitzhak of the Reich. And Gemara explains part of the story, that it was another part, the Chorib state, that if Chas Hashem invokes the Yitzhar before its time, not in the right way, he invokes the Chedvus of the Shemetz. The Geshmak and learning, the Hanor Amiti of learning, comes not only from the Yitzhar, but Derech the Yitzhar. When you get the Yitzhar to join you, he joins you with all his curses. He Eloch Hanami has, when he's Bitsura Mutukenet, the Koyach to bring out the Hanor in its fullest. That Chetzes of the Shmeitza, that Geshmak and learning, the Slavus, that a person sometimes goes out of his normal Gedolah behavior. When he gets into the Sugi and the hands start flying around and then voices move over the normal tones, yeah. And things look a little different. What happened? He was taken over by the Yitzhar. A different type of Yitzhar. It's the Yitzhar shall take my right. Well, he was older, says it's safe. And I suppose his acronym is called Sha'asa, he made Toiv Ma'id. Toiv Zayitza Toiv Ma'id Zayitzahar. When the Yitzhar joins the Toiv camp, instead of being the Ra camp, but he becomes part of the Toiv camp, and then he brings it from Toiv to Toiv Ma'id. He told the Yitzhar, I'm with you, I'm not coming to kill you, I need you, you're a friend. But let's come to your spitz. Let's bring your koyuchas out, no koyuchas apoyo in the real way. Go offer me chocolate chip cookies. Offer me chedvus and shmeitz. Yeah. You can bring the geshmak and learn. The or, the ha'or el yeinu, the gilad, the l'san, the l'shem, the olam hazeh, dafka or derech koyuchas. Dafka derech the yitzah. Dafka derech the koyuchas of Rabbi Lozor, who's talking about this Majriga, the Majriga of Yom, where everything comes together, the pinnacle of the Kal Ha'odom, that Nakuda Pnimis of the Etzem Rav Ha'odom, the Rav Ha'odom has two sides, it has the Yitzhar and the Yitzhar Toiv, but it also has a Kal where it all comes together. When it all comes together, then the Yitzhahor, then the Schar, then Chedet HaShaitzi, it's not a side issue, it's all part of the Etzem, Chidush, Koyach, Elyoin, Stokot, Yalonu, or Hatoya, that a person can come to the Chedet HaShaitzi. Rabbi, these are Dvorim, Yiskovim, and like the whole thing in the Mishnah, like as we pointed out before, just to review, the Hagam, Shehadvorim, in Bialyun, some hard bombers. They're not only above us in Kiyim, but they're above us. We tried, we just had a Geshmak, Mashu, some idea, Be'erch, a little bit. Tiptoes get over the wall together with some kind of scientists here a little bit. What Mudubar for? So on the one hand, we have to be realistic. We have to know where we're holding, where these things are holding. And a person has to know that this little point is lost. On the other hand, like we learned in all these Mishnayos, all these Dvorim as big as they are and as high as they are, they all have auras. They all have aspects of our aura that shaykh to every yid. Every yid can come to Chetzos and Nishmaitz. Every yid can have a Nishmaitz. There's no tonight. There's no tonight. There's no requirements. They don't ask you who you are and who you vote for and what your titties are. They ask you if you learn it properly. They ask you anything. If you learn properly, it comes. So let's see, you got the mitzvahs. You got the mitzvahs. There's no such thing as a person doesn't have Yiddish. There's only a person who doesn't have Yiddish. The Yiddish Neurah that we're hearing here is that the Odom Le'omer Yulod is this, not a Tiflit Mahalach, and no less Anagel Hashem, nor the proper, the mitzias of the packaging of this Anagel Hashem Ba'ayim Azir is called Olam Olam Yud. You got the mitzvah, so that's where it is. It's not to be found anywhere else. You want Hanorah, you want this Anag, and this will say, you don't want to want the mitzvah, you can have it in this world. You know what it's called in this world? In this world, this Anagel Hashem is called Olam Olam Yud. To the degree, on all of the trouble, all of the dreams, the highest level is the Omer Yosatayr. The Omer Yosatayr, the Omer Sikha, Tefillah, and the Omer Maisim Toivim. Any Amal, which is Hitzoyim's Mekoyach Lapoyah, that a person puts in the Yegiyah, Yegato is Mitzosa, Tani, because it's born, Nehmer Lachavim. There's a chedus in the Shmaitzer, there's a chedus in the Yetzir, there's a chedus of all Maisim, there are Mikra, all three levels, Tayyar, three Maisim, Tayyar, each one of Fishi Uru, the Fima Jagasa, and the Bechor, and any time that any person on any Madrig, wherever he is Miyageya, is Mikayim, his Pshat, his Mahalach, his Madrig, of all the normal you love. Mechutz the ikiskar, which is the real habo, mochal the kavus chol, but there's a chedvusa, there's a stokat hiyalo, there's an ul, there's a gibui, simcho, vahano, vahibui, that is this gala kaka, vahirum hazeh, and this is the koyak of kaiso that can be aimed on the kumis yinit. So, what does the world man this have to offer? Can it die the kaka? You say, Shaman. But the idea that a person has a mashal, if he comes to a mashal, he didn't forget. Sometimes it was very shvach, and you forget easily. The shtaka is a little bit. So you need another. But if a person reminds himself, feels what only gruchni is, whatever shalai shamala is, there's nothing. Not that the ghost doesn't want all these things, but. Mapping the new thing from us. It's not the message. All right, and with this, we finished the Mishnah on Aruvet. We tried to get it done. Inkling that mushroom, I hope that we should have some tolerance from it, and that we should get some help. We should be able to get all the more you lose.